Hello, hello, hello. And I want to welcome you again to another section of my podcast, Authenticated. I'm your girl, G. Rochelle, and I am so glad to be with you today. Having a very good day today, and I hope you guys had a great week. I do want to send all my prayers and condolences. Since the last time we've spoken, we had a devastating hurricane. Dorian was the name of the hurricane that did traumatic damage to the Bahamas. And I want to send my prayers to the people of the Bahamas for the loss that they have incurred and the devastation that's going on there in the country. And for those in the state of Florida and all up the coast who has been impacted, my prayers go out to you today. I just want to once again thank everyone that's been listening to the podcast. I want to thank you for writing. I want to thank you for your phone calls. I want to thank you for your encouragement. I just want to thank you. Can't thank you enough. It does me a great good. Okay, I want to get into today's podcast, but before I do, I just want to let you know once again that Authenticated is on the following podcast platform where you can hear me and also be a part of the podcast as far as signing up and be a person that receives the podcast on a regular basis. You can find me on Apple Podcasts. You can find me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, podcast apps. You can find me on Pocket Casts, Radio Public. You can find me also on Spotify. And you can also find me right here where I'm recording this podcast on Anchor. So I'm looking forward to you being with me and being a regular for me, and always send me some information or anything you might want to talk about. If you want to hear me speak on a particular topic, give me a shout out and let me know. Well, today's episode is going to be on depression. We're going to deal with depression. We've been having like a different things I've been dealing with as far as we talked about guilt, we talked about anger, we talked about trauma. Today we're going to talk about podcasts, and today's podcast title is Feeling Mighty Low. Feeling Mighty Low. We find that 35 million Americans, which is more than 16% of the population, suffers with some form of depression that's severe enough to warrant treatment at some time in their lives. And in one given period, 13 to 14 million people experience this disorder. What are the definitions and the key thoughts that come behind depression? Well, depression can have a variety of meanings because there are different types of depression. You got clinical depression as a disorder, and it's not the same as a brief mood fluctuation or feelings of sadness or feelings of disappointment and frustration that most of us and mostly everyone experience from time to time, and that lasts from minutes to a few days at most. But clinical depression is much more of a serious condition, and that can last from weeks to months and sometimes even years. But being misdiagnosed of depression, that's kind of common. And it can often be misdiagnosed as anxiety, which is a common, you know, effect in many Americans of, or excuse me, many types of depressions and also other mood disorders. But an accurate assessment is the first step to a proper treatment and diagnosis. Depression is really, it's really on the rise because people born after 1950 are 10 times more likely to experience depression than their predecessors. And those between the ages of 25 and 45 have the greatest percentage of depression. And through adolescent groups, they have the fastest rate of the depression growth. And you can do research, you know, and find this information out. This source came from A Woman's Guide to Overcoming Depression. But women are twice as likely to experience depression than men. And according to the National Institute of Health, depression causes pain for both those enduring the depression and to the people and the persons that are closest to them. So a person's depression affects the people, affects them greatly, the ones that are nearest to you, your family members, whoever you have very close to you, they are very much affected as well. And it is said that depression destroys the lives of the victims and of their family members unnecessarily. Most sufferers do not seek treatment, or they believe that the depression to be a treatable illness. And that source where that information comes from is the National Institute of Mental Health. The National Institute of Mental Health. But depression differs from sadness, which is a God-given reaction to loss that serves to slow people down so that they can process grief. So when one is sad, self-respect remains intact. So you're not losing self-respect for yourself because you're going through a difficult time or because you're sad. But intrinsic hope is maintained as well. And relief comes after crying, and it really receives support. So you know there's a big difference, because when you are depressed, sometimes you're just sad for no reason at all. You have no idea why you're sad. Or you find yourself that you're crying and there is no relief from the crying. You don't feel better after crying. There's no sense of relief. But there are different types of depression. You have clinical, or what we call clinical or major depression, and it is distinct in that symptoms they are so severe that they disrupt one's daily life and they disrupt your daily routine. What you're used to doing on a daily basis, that's the norm for you, no longer becomes a norm. It's just your whole life is turned upside down. You have dystemic disorders, and that's a chronic or low-grade depression. You also have bipolar, and that used to be known as manic depression, and it's a type of mood disorder with severe changes in effect. A person may have periods of euphoria, elatedness, which is contrast with periods of severe major depression. And then you have seasonal affective disorder, which is, we abbreviate that, call that SAD, S-A-D, and that's a severe onset of winter blues. When one experiences depression, most often believed to be due to the lack of sunlight or vitamin D. Now, there are causes to depression, and there are many. I can only name a few, but there are many causes of things that can cause depression. But depression can be caused by, like I said, many life issues, including anger, failure, rejection, family issues such as divorce or abuse, fear, feeling of frivolity, lacking control over one's life, grief and loss, guilt or shame, loneliness, isolation, negative thinking, destructive misbeliefs, and stress. I mean, like I said, the list is longer than that, but I just named just a few. But this is sometimes referred to as reactive depression. With this, the depression symptoms may be lowest, you know, in the morning and increase throughout the day. But persistent reaction depression will change one's chemical balances and may compound depression. So you do have to make a note of that, of knowing that. You also have medical and biological factors that can cause depression. And this is inherited disposition to depression. You can have thyroid abnormalities, female hormones fluctuation, serotonin, and different type of irregularities, diabetes, vitamin B12 or iron deficiencies, lack of sunlight or vitamin D can cause depression, a lack of a recent stroke or a heart attack, a mitral valve prolapse, exposure to black mold, prescription drugs, oral contraceptives. I mean, the list goes on. Recreational drugs, you know, alcohol, marijuana, cocaine. These can all cause depression. So when rooted in the biological, it is sometimes referred to as endogenous depression, which this sufferers often feel worse in the morning. So this is just the opposite, where, you know, the other one you may feel the lowest in the morning and increase, and you feel better throughout the day. But this one you feel worse in the morning, and it just can continue throughout the day. Proverbs 12:25 says that anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. So when there's anxiety in the heart, or any type of something that is in the heart that you're holding within, it can cause you to be depressed. But having a good word, hearing something good, even self-talk, positive self-talk can make and will make the heart glad. What are some of the symptoms? The symptoms of depression, and they are many. Everyone suffers different symptoms from depression, and no two people are alike. You can have two people suffering from depression and they have two different symptoms, and you think they have two different diagnoses, and you find out that they do not. They both are suffering with depression, but their symptoms are totally different. So symptoms are many, and they may include a decrease in energy. You may have fluctuating body weight, a depletion in concentration, irritability, a lot of bouts of crying, hopelessness, despair, disinterest in pleasurable activities, things you used to do, you're not interested in any longer, being socially withdrawn, and thoughts of suicide. Once again, just to name a few. And the Bible is replete with examples of depression with a variety of reasons and results. You know, that David wrote of his depression caused by unconfessed sin. And you can see that in Psalms 38, verse 51. God also uses depression to get Nehemiah's attention. And that was in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1 and 2. And also, you can find in the Bible that Job's devastating loss, that led him to curse the day that he was born. And you can see that throughout the book of Job, Job chapter 1 through chapter 3. And also Isaiah was also depressed, and he was depressed over the situation with Israel's leaders that he wished that had died. That's in 1 Kings chapter 19. Now, what is some wise counsel to this? Some wise counsel. Okay. Wise counsel. The most dangerous symptoms of depression is suicide ideation. And if as a result of your questions you discover that be asking questions of a person, and you can find out whether or not they're going in that direction. So we need to make sure that the person understands that taking medication is okay. You know, a lot of people are not people that are used to medication, and so a lot of them don't do it. But it's okay to take medication when you need to get your depression under control. So, you know, letting the person know, you know, person who counsels people that can, which is a psychiatrist that can offer medication, they need to let the person know. And you as a person who has depression need to know that taking medication is okay to keep it under control. So we also need to know that when it comes down to depression, there are some action steps. There are action steps, even when you're taking medication, that you need to do, that needs to be followed to help the medication do the best job. Because we play a vital part in helping our depression to lighten up that feeling of heaviness and that feeling of that sadness that stays on us. So one of the things that a person with depression can do is you need to watch your physical health. You got to watch your physical health. And research shows that 30 minutes, a half an hour of moderate daily exercise is very helpful in elevating your mood. So that's something that needs to be done. And really, if you can, do it at least 5 days a week. I mean, if you want to take 2 days off, you can do that. But a daily brisk walk will help elevate your mood. Find a partner to walk with and make it kind of makes it harder to avoid the activity of walking if you have someone that's waiting on you. So try to get a partner. You know, you do it by yourself and then all of a sudden you might start to slack off. You also need, as far as watching your physical health, you need to have a medical checkup. At least do that medical checkup once a year. If you need it more, do that. Your doctor may recommend that you come in because of the medication that you're on. You come in every 3 months. But make sure you keep your appointments. So have a medical checkup and work with your doctor on a diet program. Because better eating habits, you know, eating less sugar and having your vitamins can also be a big help. We need to get behind the scenes, which is another action step. So whatever the situation might be, that might be behind the depression. There may be things that's going on that may be causing the depression, and that's something that we need to find out. So you may find that the person that's having the depression, they may have suffered a recent significant loss in their life, whether or not whatever the situation may have been. It could be a divorce, it can be sickness, it could be a loss of a job that they really loved. It could be a person, someone very close to them that they have lost in death. But it needs to be acknowledged that the loss and that person needs to know that they need that time to grieve. But it's okay to feel upset, but you must also look to the light. You got to know that your loss is painful, but future happiness in Christ belongs to you. And we need to think honestly about what might be other deep sources of the depression. So that's what I mean by going behind the scenes. Going behind the scenes and finding out what is the source behind the depression. Is it something that's reactive or is it something that's more biological? So another thing to do that's well and that's good is to keep a journal. I myself would recommend a journal. Even when I do my life coaching, I recommend journaling. There's just a power behind writing your thoughts and writing your feeling down on paper. Always date it so you can go back and look at your progress. And see how things have been progressing. So keep a journal in which you write down thoughts that occur over the next couple of weeks regarding what is behind the depression. So just write those things down, what you may feel that could be causing, and you will be discovering as the weeks goes on what could be behind the depression. And also carry a daily mood log. That's also important to do as well. And to record the times when you feel most depressed. You may find you feel most depressed in the morning when you get up. You just don't feel like today is going to be a good day. You may find that mid-afternoon just may be just a kind of lull for you. But a lot of us get that lull in the middle of the day. You know, sometimes we need a candy bar. We need some kind of spike just to get us going. But you got to know whether it's the difference for you, whether or not is that normal lull in the middle of the day or whether or not for you is depression. So keep that daily log of what is happening and what you are thinking at the times that you're feeling that time of depression. Someone that's not having depression or do not have depression, their thoughts may not be the same as someone that has depression and is going to be thinking thoughts that are not at that point of thinking some pretty negative things. I just want to just quickly go to Psalms division 130, where we talk about light and darkness, and this is talking about depression, you know, because from the depth the psalmist David, he cried out to God in this psalm, whenever you got time, please go to Psalms, Division 130. And the writer, he recognized that people need God more when they are most depressed. And feelings of sadness can overwhelm a person, like impenetrable darkness. And the psalmist called out to God, and he was remembering his care, and he was remembering his forgiveness and his redemption. Then, like a shining light in the darkness, he was willing to wait for the Lord and hope in him. And then when life seems to be nothing but darkness, we must call out to God and trust him and never lose hope. So that was just something that we can read in the Bible that talks about how David, you know, went through despair. And he had went through despair many times. But he knew where to go. He knew where to go, and he knew who he can call upon. And that goes for us as well. If you have that type of spiritual background and you believe that you know that there is a God, you may call it a higher power, who is there for you, who sees what you're going through and know that you're not going through it alone. Another action step is to begin to start thinking clearly. Begin to clear thinking. So you want your thinking to be clear, but you have to clear your thinking. You know, you have times that people with depression, they can say some of the most negative things that when you hear it, you're like, how can you think of yourself that way? Or how can you think of life this way? But depression, that's what depression does to them. And they may say things like, you know, I'm totally worthless. You know, I don't do anything right. Or they think they fail at everything. Or they call them, may think themselves as a failure. Or they have nothing to give to anyone. You know, so these type of things, the person does indeed have value. And that's something that if you are living with someone with depression, just remind them of that. You know, they may not believe what you're saying to them, but always remind them that they do have value. And, you know, and another thing that as far as to clear your thinking is that, like, get a list and list 10 things that you may like about yourself. List 10 things that you like about yourself and make 3 of them physical, things you can see, things you know about you. Make them physical characteristics. And then you can share it with someone. If you have a counselor, share it with your counselor. Someone close to you, share it with them. Let them see that you're working to be better, to be well. And one of the things you want to be when you do suffer from depression is you want to be better. And I know deep down inside, people with depression want to be better. They don't want to be and feeling the way that they do. Begin clear thinking. Another thing is to the very things that are really hopeless and the very situations, you got to realize they're not all that bad. There's very few things that are really hopeless, even though depression will make you feel that way. But there's rarely many things that are hopeless, and there's very few things that are all that bad. Another action step is get social support. That is so important. Next, you the question, who are your friends? Who are the people that you can depend upon? Are they people who help you to counter the depression? So you have to find people that can be able to help you. You know, depression is not something that you can just snap out of. It's caused by an imbalance of brain chemicals along with other factors. Like any serious medical condition, depression needs to be treated. So getting social and being more out and trying to get out more and doing things, maybe things outdoors, outside. Get that vitamin D from the sunlight. It is so important. Not only just taking your vitamin D, but we all need to have sunlight. You know, so what social groups are you currently involved in? You know, because social isolation will only further your depression. So keeping away from people can keep you more depressed. So try to get out in those situations. That's why they have different groups. You have support groups. You have NOMNY, which has support groups for people with depression and for the family members. So those type of groups, get involved. See that you're not alone, because one of the things you don't want to be is isolated and thinking it's just you. It's not just you. There are other people out here that have this similar situations. Some may have it worse than you, but to know that you are not alone makes a big difference. What is your level of church involvement? You know, as far as your religious affiliations, you know, who at church could be on your religious affiliation, who could be of help and a support to you. So those things you may need to seek out. You may want to seek those things out. And also, pay attention to spiritual issues. Pay attention to spiritual issues. Do you have any unconfessed sin or unconfessed sins that is promoting your depression? Believe it or not, sin, unconfessed sin, can cause depression. And, you know, a lot of times we don't think of it that way. We think that it could be other things. What are the things that's been going on in your life that nobody knows about? It's only you, but it weighs on you. Sin is a weight. It weighs on us. And when we have unconfessed sin, it will cause you to become depressed. Do you need to forgive someone as a means of moving forward in your personal health? Unforgiveness can cause depression. So these are some spiritual aspects, not just physical things, but spiritual things can cause depression, can cause you to feel weighted down. Who are you holding unforgiveness against? Are you motivated to connect with Christ? Do you have the motivation? You know, when one is motivated by something other than God, you know, frustration and depression can ensue. So if you find yourself more fascinated with other things other than God, and those things are on top of that sin as well, you can be in trouble. You can really get yourself in a lot of trouble. Do you believe that God can both remove your depression and provide complete happiness and joy to you? Is that something that you believe? Well, God does do that. And he talks about that in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. And it really talks about the oil of joy. You know, God's love and his understanding reaches out to those who are depressed and discouraged. And you'll find that when you're reading, I would just suggest you just read Isaiah 61. But God promises to give us consolation, beauty in place of ashes, and the oil of joy in place of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. And the Bible recognizes the heaviness of depression. God knows about depression. He's not the author of it, but he understands it. And God's word brings hope. He brings encouragement to those who are weighted down. And God's people stand with those who struggle. So once again, you're not alone. And also, God's people help to bring relief and restoration. So God promises that he will bring restoration, that he may be glorified. So those things we just got to keep in mind when it comes down to those type of things. So I want to get now into some biblical insight. Like I said, I always want to be able to show you that no matter what situation you go through, that somebody in the Bible has gone through the same thing. So once again, like I said, don't ever think you're alone. No matter what your life challenge or life issue may be in life, someone ahead of you has gone through it. Someone has come through it, and someone is healed. And that gives you encouragement to know that you're not the only one. And it gives encouragement to also know that there is a way of escape. Okay, so we're going to talk about in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, about Elijah. And it says that, but Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, it is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's. We find that here, you know, when he was speaking that, you know, you got to know that life has its lows and it has its highs. And as in a mountain range, the lows often comes right after the highs. You know, just like in a valley, you know, you can be in a valley one day and on a mountain the next. But like Elijah, you know, we may scale the heights of spiritual victory only to soon find ourselves in the dark valley of depression. And that was him. And like certain forms of clinical depression should be professionally treated. And many depressed feelings are part of life's ups and downs. And just like Elijah, we should listen for God's still small voice to comfort us. Also in 1 Kings chapter 19, we're going to just continue verses 5 and 6, says, then as Elijah lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and laid down again. Depression really drains your energy. It twists your values and it assaults one's faith. And depression can affect anyone. And God provided care for Elijah on many levels. He provided him food so that Elijah regained his physical and emotional strength. And then an angel came down, and then he touched Elijah, confirming to Elijah that he was not alone. And also twice God encouraged Elijah to rest. So we find that besides the obvious impairments in mood and relationships, untreated depression affects multiple areas of a person's life. And it's one of the top three causes of disability and diminished work productivity. I'm going to continue on and go to Psalms chapter 42, verse 5. And it says, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Here we find that depressed feelings may cause many people to turn away from God. And others like David that I'm speaking here allowed those disquieted, depressed feelings to make them hope in God and remember his goodness. So such times like this, living by faith takes on new meaning. And depressed people must learn to trust what they cannot feel or what they cannot see. They must understand that happiness comes from communion with God, not anything on the earth. I want to go right back to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. And it says, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. The Bible recognizes the heaviness of depression. And God's love and his understanding, it reaches out to those who are depressed and are discouraged. And you have to know that God promises to give consolation. He promised to give you beauty for ashes. He promised oil of joy in place of your mourning and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, you know, at times, Lord, we all feel downhearted. And today, someone listening, they feel like that they are walking in darkness with no way out. And Lord, today I pray that you will provide healing and help us to discern what is going on deep in their heart. And if it is deep pain or loss, if they're feeling guilt or shame, help them to have the discernment to bring it into the light and to confess it by your grace. And we pray this in your son's Jesus name. Amen. I want to once again thank you for listening. And once again, I want to just remind you again where you can listen to Authenticated. You can listen to me on Anchor Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Podcast App, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and on Spotify or your favorite podcast app, whichever one it is. I want to thank you again today for listening. And as I always say, thank you for listening with your ears, but definitely thank you for listening with your heart today. And until next time, I see you. Bye-bye.